Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The New York Supreme Court has now ruled that a family can sue over forced COVID-19 shots. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Boy, Matt, this is quite a maddening situation, and I feel for the mother and the 14-year-old boy who was on the football team in this particular school in this county that these healthcare workers, and I use that word lightly, forced a COVID shot on him, even when he said he didn't want it, and his parents didn't give consent for it.
Yeah, this is unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
So this 14-year-old boy comes in to get tested for COVID, and he tells them he does not want to get the COVID shot. That's what he specifically says.
And this is Raleigh, North Carolina, by the way.
Yeah, no COVID shot. They try to reach his mother to get informed consent. They can't reach her. So one of the so-called healthcare workers says, give it to him anyway. So they force an injection into this 14-year-old boy. And as I understand it, Holly, the stepfather is there on campus.
Yeah, he's
sitting
outside.
He dropped him off.
So he's waiting outside.
Waiting for him to come back and pick him up again.
Boy, did they have a case.
And they didn't go outside to even talk to the stepfather.
No.
So they couldn't get his biological mother. So there's no informed consent. And the kid says, I don't want the COVID shot. But they do it anyway.
So, you know, I commend this mother for pursuing this lawsuit because she has every right. And thankfully, the North Carolina Supreme Court agreed with her.
Yeah, Emily Happel is the mother who brought the lawsuit on behalf of her son, and his name is Tanner. And the lower court actually ruled against her. And then the Court of Appeals in the state of North Carolina ruled against her. And now the North Carolina Supreme Court ruled in her favor 5-2. Meaning that she now can go back to trial, engage in discovery, and bring these people to a jury. I don't think a jury is going to have a lot of sympathy over
that. No. I mean, the lower court ruled against her. What happened to parental rights?
Well, and here's the issue here. In 2005, the federal law known as the Public Readiness and Emergency Preparedness Act, or PREP, P-R-E-P, shielded the entities that are involved in these kinds of emergency distribution or manufacturing of so-called vaccines. And so the school argued that they would also be shielded, as well as the medical provider should be shielded from liability.
No, this is not an emergency, and it was an experimental shot.
Well, the fact of the matter is, I don't think that these particular laws should exist anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But even with this law in place, what it was designed to do is protect these people who are making quote-unquote vaccines or distributing them if it's a real declared emergency so that they can get it out to the public. But the fact is you can't lie and you can't commit fraud and you can't violate somebody's informed consent. So it doesn't give you the ability to just literally force a shot into every arm simply because you want to and say, well, I am totally immune. But the lower courts, they went overboard and said, no, the PREP Act gives them total immunity. So notwithstanding the fact that the school and the doctor's clinic that the school used knew that they did not have parental consent, knew that the 14-year-old objected to the shot, they did it anyway. And then they turn around and say, well, you know what? Our actions should be protected by this PREP Act. And the Supreme Court of North Carolina, fortunately, ruled 5-2. No, it's not. So this is a great decision because now what's going to happen is Emily will be able to go against the Guilford County Board of Education and the Old North State Medical Society for this outrageous act that they have committed. These shots were neither safe nor are they effective, and I just pray that he has no residual consequences from these COVID shots. Now the research is even more so when we warned people back in the early phases that these were not safe, that they were not effective. Now the research overwhelmingly, both domestically and internationally, are proving over and over and over again that we were not only right, we were more than right. And in fact, there's long-term consequences to these shots,
right,
especially the more you get of these shots.
And there's so many stories, just heartbreaking stories of these young people, athletes, dropping over dead because they took the shot. And I pray this doesn't happen to this boy, Tanner. And, you know, I would vote, how can we get rid of this PrEP Act? Because if the school is using this as a shield, I think it needs to go.
Well, here's the, you know, we have been advocating on Capitol Hill to repeal the 1986 vaccine law that was passed during Ronald Reagan's term, and it was to protect these, quote, vaccine makers and distributors from liability. So say, for example, if Pfizer creates a drug, or Moderna, or many of these other big pharmaceutical companies create a drug that's not classified as a vaccine, and it causes injury, then people can file suit, which they have repeatedly done, class action lawsuits against these manufacturers for causing injury and even death. And many of those drugs have been pulled from the market. In fact, if you go to, not necessarily advocating this as your go-to source, but even Wikipedia has a long list of well-known drugs that you probably have heard about, no doubt. Many of you may have used, or you know somebody that have used these prescription drugs, all of which have been pulled from the market, many of which were promoted by high athletes, high recognized athletes, and they were pulled from the market because of class action lawsuits for causing injury. But now the same big pharma manufacturers create a drug and they label it as a vaccine, and guess what? Total immunity. It doesn't matter how much they knew, doesn't matter that it was causing injury or death, even in their clinical trials, and nevertheless, they're totally immune. That needs to be repealed. This other 2005 law needs to be repealed as well. But the good news is this opens up an avenue, not just for her, but starting first in North Carolina, I'm sure that there's a lot of others. There's probably employers, there's schools, there's other clinics. There's hospitals, by the way. Hospitals, no doubt, gave a lot of these shots without people knowing.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, this justice on the North Carolina Supreme Court wrote that at least three different rights fit comfortably within the PrEP Act's framework, such as the right for parents to control their child's upbringing, the right to refuse forced non-mandatory medical treatment, and the right for a mother to make medical decisions on behalf of her child. There you go, right there.
Yeah, he
there.
Says, indeed, the constitutional right to full custody and control over one's minor children would ring hollow if it did not include the right to consent on the child's behalf, as well as the right to seek a constitutional remedy when the state disregards the absence of that consent,
Amen.
Wrote Justice Newby.
Yeah.
Great decision. So she can move forward to seek justice. I hope she gets justice.
Mm-hmm.
We certainly will continue to follow this case. But in addition to that, starting with North Carolina, all the other people that are in a similar situation can now file suit under this ruling against other entities. Like I said, a lot of hospitals, no doubt, injected babies without the parents' knowledge before they even left the hospital. They injected elderly without their knowledge. They injected other people that came there for treatment without their knowledge or consent.
Because they were getting a lot of money.
And it's not just hospitals, it's other clinics. It's a lot of different entities that did so. We know of certain drugstores that did that, injected people without knowing that they were actually getting the COVID shot,
right,
when they might want to be getting the flu shot, for example. They also gave them a COVID shot. So there's a lot of people, I think, that can actually be part of a class action lawsuit against a lot of entities that outrageously violated constitutional rights of individuals. Beyond that, I think this ruling sets a good precedent for other state Supreme Courts and federal courts to follow, that this PrEP Act, although it needs to be repealed, and it does protect liability in some circumstances, is not so broad to protect fraud and someone trying to override your individual consent.
Absolutely. I mean, it does, you know, it was intended to protect against claims of loss, which includes deaths and injury related to emergency health situations. But as we discussed earlier, this was not an emergency.
That's right. It's not an emergency. In this particular situation, it's not an emergency where this young boy was just coming in to get tested for COVID and then comes out and he gets this mRNA injected into his body. How outrageous and how upset you would be as a parent, especially if you did research like this parent and other parents and certainly what we did here at Liberty Counsel. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.